Today, we have some big news out of OpenAI. They just launched two new open sourced AI reasoning models, which is pretty big news. We're going to talk today about some of the specifics of that, and get deeper into what that means for you. But before you do, Jayden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, every single week, Jamie and I actually record a video over on our school community. We post it there. We don't post it anywhere else. And we're basically breaking down how we use AI tools to grow and scale our businesses. So they're like literal demos. We do walkthroughs. We show numbers of how much money we make from different things. Basically, it's everything we can't post publicly. We put it inside of this group. We have over 300 members of the group. And so everyone basically gives feedback. There's a really great kind of community where people are talking about it. This week, we recorded a whole video on tips and tricks that I've done with deep research, how I'm leveraging OpenAI's deep research to accomplish a bunch of different things where I think you should and shouldn't use it. I show demos. I had an interview yesterday with the Wall Street Journal on deep research. And so I pretty much took all of my like best advice that I shared with them and condensed it into a video that I'm sharing before that article ever gets published over here. So if you want the inside scoop and all that kind of all the inside tea, go check it out. The link is in the description for the AI Hustle school community. But yeah, let's get back over to what's going on with OpenAI. This is a phenomenal announcement. I think people have been harassing them for a long time. I mean, endlessly, about not being an open source company anymore because everything's closed source, and Elon Musk suing them and saying that they should be called closed AI instead of OpenAI. Like, there's just unlimited drama. So this is really exciting for OpenAI to finally be dropping their first in ages. I mean, years. This is their first what they're calling open weight AI reasoning model. So basically, it's uploaded to Hugging Face. You can go actually download it on Hugging Face. And it's, they're saying it's state of the art when you're measuring it across a bunch of different benchmarks. If you compare it to other open models, obviously the newest models out of Google and Grok and OpenAI and Anthropic are like better than it. But it's the best open source model, the best model that you don't need their permission, you don't need their API, you don't have to pay them to run this. If you have good enough hardware, powerful enough hardware, you download this model, they give you the weights, and you could just run this on your own, basically, device, computer or server or whatever. And so companies can actually use this, although there's always like kind of licensing requirements and rules about this. But really, really exciting that that they're finally releasing an open source model again, which has a lot of really cool implications to come along with that.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think, of the significance of this for me as a normal person, or even thinking about how a company could use the open source model of specifically reasoning. What are your thoughts on that? Because my mind is like, why would an app need to do deep research unless you're working in some kind of, if it's a research app or if it's like a study app, what are some of like the use cases that you see for this?
I mean, the deep research element, like personally, I actually think this is interesting because they haven't really made API access for deep research available to most of their business consumers. So basically, if you have the API to OpenAI, you just get access to their models. You don't get access to all of their tools. So having the deep research on this is actually kind of cool, in my opinion, for example, like my own startup, AIbox.ai, where I have 40 of the top AI models on there, and it's like $20 a month. You can use them all. It's like cool, but sometimes there's these tools like deep research that we can't offer stock from OpenAI. We try to do our own software layers on top to add like some features you'd see other places. We also have tons of other features that they don't have. And that's kind of why we built the platform, and you get access to everything for one price. But I'm excited when they have something like this come out, because we have a vendor we use for open source models that will add this to it. And then all of a sudden we weren't getting access to deep research before. And once this comes out, we'll get like OpenAI's built in deep research, which is kind of cool. So use cases, I think there's a ton when you want to do research on anything. I think data analysts are going to find this really interesting, all sorts of analysts and people doing reporting for big organizations, people in finance. I think there's a lot of use cases that are interesting. And to that point, like anyone can run this. They have two sizes that the model comes in. So the biggest is going to be is their GPT OSS 120B. And this can run on a single NVIDIA GPU. So basically, if you have some good hardware, you can run it on a single GPU. And they have a lighter weight model, which is a 20 billion parameter model. And this can run on a consumer laptop. So assuming you have 16 gigs of memory on your laptop, you can actually run their lightweight model on your laptop. That is so cool to me. So really excited that a lot of people are going to be able to just start running this stock, basically.
That's cool. So I guess I'm picturing like even a lawyer could have it do research, deep research on past cases and kind of, you know, pull information and compile like a list. Is that kind of what you're saying? Or an analyst could pull up, you know, the company's how much they spend for their break room coffee each year, you know, and stuff like that. Is that what you're kind of getting at?
Yeah. And if I'm being 100% honest, I don't think we're going to see, and so you're capable of it. And I think it's exciting and interesting. I don't think we're going to see a lot of lawyers using it just for like fun. Although perhaps people that are doing like very highly confidential things, Sam Altman recently said, like, don't put confidential information into ChatGPT because people are like using it like a therapist. And he's like, don't talk to like a therapist because it doesn't actually have any sort of legal protection. If the police had a warrant, they could come to OpenAI and say, hey, give me all of their chat logs, and they could get all of your chat logs from OpenAI. And so he's like, you know, if you had some sort of personal information you didn't want us to share with somebody, like, don't put it into ChatGPT. And a lot of people kind of freaked out about that. This would basically solve that problem. If you're running one of these open source models locally on your computer, whatever you type in there is not going up to the cloud. So if you were a lawyer and you had sensitive, confidential information about your client that you were like putting in there and personal information to try to help you build a case, it would be much more beneficial to use something like this locally running than to have something that's sending information over to OpenAI. So that's like one potential use case. But I think the most popular use case basically is going to be for businesses that are basically be able to self-host this without paying for the API and API credits to OpenAI. So you probably could save money if you had your own hardware to run this, basically. I see.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know that makes a lot of sense. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Literally, this is a big deal because this is the first time in 5 years. The last time OpenAI released a model was GPT-2. So this was like way before ChatGPT even launched. They had something called GPT-2. They had kind of an open source model. More than 5 years ago when they launched this, so this is the next time that they've done this. So it is pretty exciting. Sam Altman in January of this year said he believed that OpenAI had been, quote, on the wrong side of history when it came to basically releasing some of this open source stuff. And Elon Musk criticized them endlessly. A lot of people did. They have a lot of pressure from other companies in China. DeepSeek, Alibaba's Qwen, Moonshot AI, all the Chinese labs are releasing their models open source as well. And so it basically makes OpenAI look pretty bad. And so I think this is kind of why they pulled this out. Now, that being said, though, open sourcing this model means that all of their competitors, theoretically, a lot of the Chinese companies like DeepSeek, can grab it and use it to train their own models. And so there is this whole competitive reason why they've tried to stay away from it. But I think, basically, if I'm being 100% honest, I think they're launching it now to build goodwill. And they probably are doing this on the eve of a new updated model, cough, cough, GPT-5, that is going to blow everything out of the water. So they're like, whatever, you know, for all of you peasants, here's your open source model. It's the best right now. So we'll get all the praise for releasing it, have fun with it. And then in 2 weeks, they're going to release something insane that like basically makes it useless. And that's my opinion of what's going to happen.
No, that's a great thought, because I had heard rumors that GPT-5 was to be expected, you know, this summer. So that would then timing wise, so that would make sense. And you're probably spot on with that, honestly.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how this works. How does it perform pretty decently compared to a lot of other open source models? I think it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. But again, it's good now, and I don't think it'll be good in one. Like, there is no way in my mind, with all of the rumors, that in one to two months, GPT-5 isn't out, and possibly it's going to be out like in 1 to 2 weeks. So with all those rumors, take it with the caveat that there's probably something much, much better on the horizon. So, can't clap too much for OpenAI. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to leave a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to learn how to grow and scale your business or your career using AI tools, make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School community. There's a link in the description. We'll catch you in the next episode. Hope you all have a fantastic rest of your day.